But yeah, like that was a, I mean, yeah, we did shits with Mariah. It's beautiful. Not a lot of dudes who come from where we come from and how, you know, how we got in the game could say they made it to do joints with Mariah Carey. You know, honestly, to be on some of, you know, we're on Life After Death. I don't know which whole album it is, but Reservoir Dogs. We've made our rounds on a lot of great, great shit. Like, you know what I mean? To be honest with you.
Reservoir Dogs, man. Speaking of that, right? I just see the interview from Beanie Single where he detailed. That's probably one of the most interesting things I heard from him, man, how he broke it down. But Reservoir Dogs, yo, tell me how that came about. Y'all doing that song and you actually took shots at Jay on that song, yo.
I always took shots in verses. That's, you know, that's where I, that's what it's about. I think mine was just blatantly obvious. I forgot we was on the road somewhere and we flew straight in to do it. We didn't want to. We wanted to put it off to the next day or do, you know, at least be able to drop our bags and do some shit. But we ended up going straight to the studio and we were there for obviously a few hours. So it got up to everybody laid their part except Hov and myself. But when it got around to me wanting to do my part of, like, you know, about to have it, I forgot it was a club open that night and everybody wanted to go to the club or go out and leave the studio and do whatever. And so, you know, me being me, when it was time to lay the verse, I laid the verse. You know what I mean? I laid the verse. So that was pretty much it. That was the 90s attitude, man. That was the cowboy days, man. You know, the bars were reflecting a lot of what was going on, you know, outside. So it's a whole lot of attitude.
So you felt the type of way because Jay, he was rushing y'all to go to the studio and record. And that's the reason why you took shots at him.
Yeah, I always felt the type of way that way back then anyway. I was pretty fucking ignorant, to be honest with you, back then. I was a very egotistical, prideful cowboy. And I popped a lot of shit, like a lot, a lot. And literally, I was going through a lot of shit outside of music at that time of my life also. So it was like that energy was just transferring into music. That's all.
But at the same time, I mean, y'all order lots. I mean, y'all the platinum artists, so I'll feel a type of way, too. If somebody was rushing me to go to the studio and record, like, y'all not the lots. I mean, y'all the fucking lots. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Peace and blessings. This is DBJ, and this is the Cold World Podcast. Enjoy the podcast. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Michelle and I do. We truly do. Here's some more Burning Spear while we get all this content together.
Travel up that old rough road to find my brain, to find my brain. Cars so loud, search all around. Now and today my cry, but it might do, I don't know. They call me now, creation, brave enough.
And who you think's organizing these protests? White people.
We're watching
CNN right now. It's either Palestinian people or white people. I have not seen, like, the only black, no, I see one black dude right there. I see one black person. The only other black skin I see are cops.
And now we see why.
Oh, I do see. a light-skinned black female, and she's out front with that shit. Like, I don't like that. Like, I like where her heart is at. You know what I'm saying? I totally like where her heart is at, but you don't need to be out front. Why are you the lead person? Because they're not going to be out front leading our shit. You ain't going to have some Palestinian out front, 10 toes down, standing up for black issues. Uh-oh. Police and students are getting into it. Y'all turn CNN on. Fuck Fox News. Don't watch that garbage. That stuff is garbage.
Appeared to have detained at least one student. Students on the sidelines are moving in and filming.
Oh, they got masks on and shit too. I like that. I still wear my mask. I wear my mask to the grocery store. I don't give a shit. I don't care who don't like it.
They're just peaceful protesting. What's the problem?
Right.
What's the problem?
That's the thing. Cops always got to dominate and control situations. That's all.
I get crowd control. I get that.
But they always start getting aggressive with people.
Right, making sure nothing gets violent, but they're usually the ones that start...
The violence.
The violence because they're acting aggressively.
Yeah, and they start grabbing people and shoving people.
Those kids are just standing there.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything wrong.
Oh. Well, you know, the police, they start feeling not in control, so they start wanting to, like, grab somebody and push them or throw them to the ground and shit.
President Biden officially signed the TikTok ban into law.
No TikTok no more, y'all. Y'all heard that.
Biden signed. Find new owner within 270 days or be banned across the country permanently.
So they're giving dude about 8 months. So he's got to sell his company to a United States person, basically. So to a white person. Exactly. I was getting at that next. You beat me to it. Yep. It's gonna. There we go again.
So somebody from the UK or, oh, you know who's going to buy it? Elon Musk. Since Black Lives
Matter, which happened during COVID. I could definitely see that. Feel than this does now in terms of everyone out and about. Classes are ending. There's a lot of dead time. What'd she say about Black Lives Matter? Oh, she said it's a different feel or something. All right, y'all, go pop on CNN. We just got home from work and stuff. We're about to take a little nap. NBA tonight. And what you making for dinner, baby?
Lobster ravioli with a basil cream sauce.
Sounds good. I'll let y'all know how it is. Peace. So I bought, we can have this for tomorrow then, the lasagna. I bought a Stouffer's. It's two times the meat. Family size lasagna with meat and sauce, Stouffer's. We'll eat that tomorrow. Okay. Chips, some V8 splash, fruit medley, some canned peaches. I love them canned peaches. Why don't they get mad when white people protest and like Palestinians and Israel? Like, it seems like, I mean, they don't like it, but they like kind of let them do it as long as they're not fucking just. But something's going on. There's a large pro-Palestinian protest breaks out at University of Texas in Austin. This is per CNN. You know we got CNN on. We just got home from work.
And you know what? Look at all those white people.
That's what I was about to say, babe. You took the words out of my mouth. It's mostly white people protesting. But when black people protest about our shit, they get all upset and tell us to go home and shit and shoot us and kill us and beat us up and throw us around and shit.
Yeah.
Remember that old white man they pushed to the ground?
Yeah.
Back in, you need the keys?
Should I put them over there? Over here. Yep.
Let's see, what else do we get? A little Frito chili cheese Frito chips. Let me put this do not disturb on. Sometimes if y'all hear them little noises every once in a while in the back, that's because I forget to turn my do not disturb on. So those would be the messages and stuff like that. My apologies. You know, our podcast is like for Big Brother, people that watch Big Brother live feeds. That's kind of where I got the idea from. You know what I mean? Because we watch live feeds. Big Brother 26 is coming up here in about a little over a month. It supposedly is supposed to be starting late June. But me and Michelle, we will be up watching them feeds. I'm telling you, I'll be up till 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning watching them feeds. Just keep in mind, they're like when it's midnight there, it's only 10 p.m. here. You know, it's 2 in the morning there, it's only, you know, 12 here. Yeah, but we'll be staying up watching them live feeds like no other, I'm trying to tell you. So we'll be having like late night content and shit this summer coming up. So y'all get ready for that. Big Brother, Big Brother. Hopefully, I just wish they would just start putting like regular people on there though. You know what I'm saying? Not, seems like every year they go and they start looking for like Instagram people and all this kind of stuff. Or people that are already kind of, I'm not going to say celebrities, but they already kind of got stuff going on. They might be like these, you know, super popular content creators, or they're like already kind of like D-list celebrities almost to the point, you know, like how about get some regular ass people, like someone like me on there that works every day, that, you know what I'm saying, just regular ass people that would really appreciate the game and play the game for the money, you know, and the experience, not just for fame or just to become more popular. Yeah, I wish they would get better at that though. And I wish they would get some more people from Milwaukee. There's only been a couple people on there from Wisconsin. Yeah, they need to get better with that. But we're looking forward to that. So finish putting these little groceries away. Hey. Come on, get down, honey.
You gotta get off the counter.
Can't be on the counter where the food's at, baby. Little razors. Little dish pad. Butt wipes, toothpaste, a little Keebler, Sandy shortbread, those are good. Got Charlie some dog treats, cornflakes. I like putting sugar and bananas in mine now, and I'm eating organic bananas now too. A little macaroni and cheese, some Betty Crocker blueberry muffin mix. Got a Betty Crocker, banana, nut, muffin, and quick bread mix. Ooh, that's gonna be good. Yeah, there's a large protest in, says large protest, Palestine, large pro-Palestine protest, my apologies, breaks out at University of Texas in Austin. There's a lot of this going on around. It's like you can't say nothing about Jewish people. That's what it seems like to me. Like, I'll criticize them if they deserve it. Shit, because I, to be honest with you, to be brutally honest with you, if Jewish people, I mean, in totality, like, because, you know, the Holocaust was horrible and shit, right, like that, right? If the Jewish community hadn't bounced back from that as a whole, I mean, the Jewish community as a whole is financially secure, stable, you know, they bounce back from that for the most part, right? There's always people of every race that are like, you know, not doing anything or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, the Jewish community is strong and thriving, okay? If they hadn't bounced back from the Holocaust, you know, kind of like how in totality, like black people haven't completely recovered from slavery, you can still see it to today. Some of us still struggle, some of it, you know, the system, all the stuff, right? And so we're still kind of, I mean, there's a lot of us that are doing well, but then there's a lot of us that aren't still because of all the stuff, right? Whether you agree with it or not. But my point is, if the Jewish community was in that similar boat, you'd be hearing them crying and complaining, protest, all this stuff, right? Talking about reparations, they need this, they need that. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about that. I don't care who don't like it either. Straight up, I do not care about who like it. That's the truth. That is the truth. So, yep, that's how I feel about that. So, finish getting these groceries together. But it does seem like if you're black and brown in protest, it's an issue. But if you're Jewish, you can say how everyone else is wrong and they're doing this, and it's like, it just seems like sometimes the Jewish word is like king for some reason. I don't like that. I don't like that one bit. Everything's supposed to be fair for every fucking body. I always feel that way, and I don't care who don't like it. Because the absolute, absolute, absolute worst that anyone could do to me would be try to shut my podcast down. And in reality, at the end of the day, I wouldn't lose any sleep over that. You know what I mean? For real. Because if I was truly into making money and all that stuff, out on UC, we have no sponsors. I'm doing this because it's therapy for me, to be truly honest with you, because I don't need the money or none of that. I'm doing this because I'm talking about things, it's important, and I want to spread information. Because there ain't enough of it going around from the black community. We only have a handful of people that are providing this information. A lot of the white radio stations, if you're black and you try to call a white radio station and talk about black issues, or not, you may not even get through. A lot of times they won't even take black callers. Another thing too, you could be a black caller, call a white radio station, which I never do. You could call a white radio station. You could say, hey, I'm David from, I'm just going to make some shit up. You say, I'm David from Mequon. They would still, they'd be able to tell I was black sounding. They would still say, oh, David from the north side. You know what I'm saying? White people can call black radio stations and participate and talk about things and, you know, all that stuff. But a lot of black people can't call radio stations and talk about our issues unless you're a black European or a black Republican that thinks and acts like white people. Then they'll let you in. They'll let you in. Why do you think people love Bill Cosby's show so much? And I don't know if Bill Cosby was Republican or Democrat, but they liked that show so much because the whole family, they were, you know, doctor, lawyer, the kids were doing good, all that stuff. They didn't discuss race on that show. That never would have lasted if they would have been talking about race all the time and white people. That show would have been canceled. Think about that. 7 p.m. on a Thursday night, primetime, NBC? Come on. And in a way, if you think about it, it's kind of fucked up that, like, when you're creating that show, you got to kind of cater it and make sure it's not too black or too... Example, a show like Moesha, you know what I'm saying? Or the Parkers, that wouldn't have been on NBC at 7 p.m. on a Thursday night. That shit would have lasted about a month. You see how popular Martin was? Martin's one of the best TV shows ever. They had that on Fox. Moesha and shit. They got all us, all our black shows on UPN and shit. It's one thing we were talking about as well. You know, a lot of times black and brown people get the stigma or the stereotype or whatever you want to call it for being like women abusers and violent and all that stuff and criminals and all that kind of stuff, right? Well, check this story out.
Tell us they got a call to this neighborhood near Southwest 29th Street and South Check Hall Road from a 10-year-old boy. That 10-year-old boy turned out to be Lindsay and Jonathan Candy's son. And he called because he woke up and found them and his three brothers dead inside their home.
It's unclear what made him want to go through the home, killing the children. But make no mistake about it, what happened in that residence was nothing short of a massacre.
Oklahoma City Police confirming Tuesday, Jonathan Candy shot and killed his wife, Lindsay Candy, and their sons, Dylan, Ethan, and Lucas.
And this is not the actor, John Candy. Well, he's dead anyways. Rest in peace, John Candy, but this is not the John Candy you're thinking about.
Killing himself at some point overnight Sunday into Monday.
The husband and father in the home, Jonathan Candy, became involved in an altercation with his wife, Lindsay. At some point, he armed himself with a gun. He shot her multiple times, killing her.
Police revealing after Candy shot and killed his wife, he went around the rest of the house and hunted down three of his four sons.
He systematically went through the home shooting and killing their children. At least one of them was shot in the bed.
Police say they don't know why a 10-year-old son was not hurt.
We don't know why he was left unharmed. In the end, nobody's ever going to know the answer to that.
I'm going to stop it real quick one last time. Now you tell me, and I mean, you can always find situations, right? Because what I'm about to say, people will be like, oh, well, I can go online and find where a black man or a black woman murdered her entire family. Of course, there's always examples you're going to be able to find. But what I'm saying is, I'll just say it. Sometimes, man, some white people, you guys are just super animalistic in the shit you do. You know what I mean? Clearly this white man had an issue with his wife, right? Whoever, you know, whatever their dealio was, like, they had issues with each other. And like I always say, man, like, I'm not saying every white individual loves guns. I'm not saying that. But a lot of people, white people, love their guns. That's one reason. That's the main reason why we can't get gun laws changed here in this country. I mean, and because here's one way that you can see that. Remember all the school shootings, specifically the ones down in Florida I'm speaking on because it's an example I want to give. All them kids and their family members, their fathers and mothers and stuff like that, and other relatives, they were going all up to the, speaking in front of the congressmen and all them people up in the government and shit, in the U.S. Capitol, wherever, and they were telling a man, you know, change these laws, change. They're practically begging them. You know what I mean? And they still wouldn't change the laws. And these are white kids, white educated high school kids, you know, not yet free, but 21, you know. But you know what I'm saying? They wouldn't change the laws for them. You know what I mean? And that goes to show you how much they love their guns, and then they'll always use excuse. That's one thing that bothers me about that gun stuff is one thing that they can always go back to and revert to is like, we like to hunt. I like to hunt. I like to hunt. Hunt what? You know what I mean? A lot of these kids, when they start young, they have BB guns and stuff like that. And they start loving these weapons at an early age. But getting back to my point is like you had all them kids up there, you know, practically begging them to change these laws and they wouldn't. These are all white kids. You know what I mean? These lawmakers and stuff are white people. Whether you like it or not, they're white people. Go look. They are. They're the ones making all the laws. In the prison system, they're the ones making all the laws. All the inmate handbooks that we had to go by. You can only have 5 t-shirts. You can only have 1 pair of tennis shoes. You can only have 1 radio. You can only have 1 pair of gloves. You can only have 7 pair of underwear. You can only have 3 sweatshirts. But my point is, like, this man and this woman, you know, their issue was with each other. But dude had to get on some animal Neanderthal type caveman type bullshit and go around and kill his kids. You know what I'm saying?
The child was placed with relatives.
Police spent much of Monday interviewing neighbors, friends, and family and getting a warrant to search the home. Today, they still have a lot of questions unanswered, but their biggest is why.
We have no calls to that residence regarding any type of domestic abuse. We have no history from them in our system showing any type of domestic problems being reported to us. So that's something that we're going to talk to friends and family and see if they may know something.
I'll tell you with that. And that goes back what we were talking about. Michelle and I talked about that before. You know, this officer that's given the press conference or whatever, he's up there talking about, we've never had any calls to this residence, blah, 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 you know. Well, that's how a lot of those situations are out there in the suburbs and them rural areas. There'll be a lot of domestic violence going on in the house. between the mom and the dad and the kids. You know what I'm saying? And then there'll be weapons in the house, from BB guns to machetes to knives, all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? And then that's what happens. But you know what I'm saying? Because the areas look so nice. The grass and the lawns are so cut and they're so green and the trees look all nice and the houses look all nice. They're manicured and pedicured and shit like that. Mom's outside walking the dog. You know, the golden retriever. You know what I'm saying? They got the nice trucks, the nice cars and everything. Everything looks wonderful. They're out barbecuing and shit. But in between all that, inside the walls, they're arguing and shit, fighting and all that kind of stuff. And then it just, the shit hit the fan. And that's what happens. Got to get out of here. We'll have more examples later. Peace, y'all.
Coming up at 5, a neighbor told me about his time with the family and the shooter in this case, calling him a family man. Abby, police tell us they got a...
Doesn't sound like a family man to me. Like I was just saying, no family man does that. Goes around, takes his wife out, and then goes and kills the kids who are innocent. Cold world, y'all. It is a cold world out here. Dress warm.
On Monday, though, he pleaded not guilty. And now comes a weird footnote in a new court filing that says preliminary DNA tests on...
This is the Max Anderson situation, y'all, if y'all are wondering. I just want to play this clip for those that might not be, like, super updated on what's going on, you know what I'm saying? So, here we go.
The blood that police found in Maxwell Anderson's home do not, I repeat, do not show a match with Sade Robinson. So does that undercut the accusations that Maxwell Anderson killed Sade Robinson? Or does it add to the speculation that Anderson may have killed other victims we don't know about? Steve Spingola is, he's got some insights on all of this. He's a retired Milwaukee police detective and investigator on the Oxygen Channel program Cold Case. He also worked extensively on the
I wonder if dude worked with my mom. He's retired. Wonder if he worked with my mom and shit.
Dahmer investigation, which was also in Milwaukee. It's great to have you back, Steve. Thank you. Were you surprised when these tests came back in the blood that was found in the suspect's home and it wasn't Sade's blood?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me back. And no, not really. They haven't said whose blood it is. It could be his blood. I don't think this lends that there's any other victims here. You know, there are witness accounts. There is physical evidence. They have him tracked from about 5:30 on April 1st, where they were eating, all the way to when he takes a bus shortly after torching Sade's car on 29th in Lisbon. There's no question he's involved and he's the suspect, and he'll be convicted of that. I have no doubt at all that he's the individual involved. That blood, it can't be explained right now. I'm sure the Milwaukee Police Department and the crime lab is trying to analyze it and look at other victims, but it hasn't been explained right now, and let's give law enforcement some time to work on that case.
Thanks for listening to tonight's episode. Michelle and I truly appreciate it. Now we're about to go watch some more NBA playoffs and hang out, you know what I'm saying, and eat dinner and stuff and chill. I hope everyone else is enjoying their week. We're almost here at Friday, you know what I'm saying, and then the weekend's here. Stay safe, you know what I'm saying, enjoy your family and your friends, your significant other. And until the next one, stay safe out here. Go do something good for somebody. And I'll holler at y'all soon. Peace. And enjoy this Flea Lord as the outro music. This is Flea Lord. Found this artist listening to LOX, D-Block, and Styles, P and M. Yeah, he's worked with Havoc. As I was saying before, Havoc from Mobb Deep, he's the best rapper slash producer ever, in my opinion. So enjoy this. This is Flea Lord. Check him out.
shooting close for comfort. I was serving hella fiends. Lobby all pisses, y'all be shooting in his veins. It was too close for comfort.
Too close for comfort. It was too close for comfort.
Block on fire, but I'm still busting licks. Ran up some raccoons when they got me a fit. It was too close for comfort.
Too close for comfort. It was too close for comfort.
Fuck a chain, fuck a bird, fuck the next man word. I'm the $1 million bull, do I look concerned? Yeah, he built this bridge with me, so we built another one. Every trophy that I get, I go and cop another gun. I'm just trying to tour, touch base with the fam, teach my bros the difference between a play and a plan. I'm from Fall Rock, Lord, I was raised in the sand, you all smooth. So the wave hit your man, you're still on the slab, you're dealing that light package. Who me? I'm in the lab, chilling with white jackets.
Okay, okay.
I don't like the mix, my drillers is tight active. Pull your cat back as fast, all I gotta do is ask for it. I'ma get back in 2.2, pull that old thing out, plus the new one too. Back to back bends, Lord, that's coupon coup. I came for ass kicking, please tell me who wants to.
Too close for comfort, I was serving hella fiends.